Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of DSM-5 Simplified, where we delve into the complexities of mental health to provide you with a better understanding of various disorders. I'm your host Ishita, and today we will be focusing on anxiety disorders, a group of conditions that affect millions of people worldwide. Let's start with a general overview. So what are anxiety disorders and how do they differ from normal anxiety? Anxiety is a common human experience, but when it becomes overwhelming and persistent, it can develop into a range of disorders. Anxiety disorders are a group of mental health conditions characterized by excessive fear or worry. They can manifest in different ways, affecting people of all ages and backgrounds. Our first stop in this exploration is separation anxiety disorder. Often associated with children, this disorder can also affect adults. Individuals with this disorder experience intense fear or anxiety when separated from attachment figures, leading to avoidance of being alone and difficulties in daily activities. Seeking professional help is crucial for effective management. Moving on to selective mutism, a unique anxiety disorder where individuals, typically children, are unable to speak in certain social situations. It often begins in childhood and may hinder educational and social development. It can also lead to significant challenges in forming relationships and participating in daily activities. Then we have specific phobia, involves intense fear of a particular object or situation, from common fears to more unusual ones. Unlike normal fears, these phobias can cause extreme distress, avoidance behavior. It could be anything from animals and heights to flying and blood. Now, let's delve into social anxiety disorder, also known as social phobia. This goes beyond ordinary shyness, involves an overwhelming fear of social situations due to the fear of embarrassment or judgment. It can impact personal and professional relationships. Moving on to panic disorder, what distinguishes it and how does it relate to panic attacks? Panic disorder involves recurrent, unexpected panic attacks, which are sudden episodes of intense fear accompanied by physical symptoms causing intense physical and emotional distress. The panic attack specifier highlights the presence of panic attacks within other anxiety disorders. Then we have agoraphobia, often accompanies panic disorder. What agoraphobia is and how does it develop? Agoraphobia involves fear and avoidance of situation where escape might be challenging or where help might not be available. It often develops as a response to panic attacks, leading to avoidance of places or situations perceived as triggering. Generalized anxiety disorder, or GAD, is characterized by persistent and excessive worry. How does this differ from other anxiety disorders? GAD, or generalized anxiety disorder, involves chronic worry about various aspects of life, often without a specific trigger. Individuals may experience physical symptoms such as muscle tension and restlessness, from the physical symptoms to the impact on daily functioning. Sometimes, anxiety can be triggered by substances or medications. The importance of recognizing these factors and the role of treatment in managing substance-induced anxiety is very crucial. It's crucial to differentiate between substance-induced anxiety and primary anxiety disorders. It's essential to encourage open conversations about mental health and break down the barriers that prevent people from seeking help. So that wraps up today's episode. Stay informed, stay compassionate, and be kind to yourself, and join us for the next episode of DSM-5 Simplified as we explore more critical mental health topics.